Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is a beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Follow the rules of Dharma, which these seers describe. They are not seers. They are the representatives of the Vedas. Yes, there are four in all. The Shastras are the authority for the Dharma and the Karma based on Dharma. It is only when you are blessed with the grace of the Lord, which is earned by Dharma, that you can have Shanti. A fish can have Shanti only when it has water above and below and on all sides. So too, you must have grace all around you. There is no shortcut to this grace. Namasmarana is the safest route. Do not believe others who prescribe shorter routes. They may talk of pranayama and hatha yoga. Be warned, they are fraught with danger. do not lend ear to such or read and believe the books on physical yoga and start practicing the exercises. I know of many cases of madness and other dislocations happening by practice from the printed page. It's the best means. Only you do not really believe that it can cure you or save you. That is the tragedy. People believe in the efficacy of only costly, brightly packed, widely published drugs. The simple, easily available remedy which is in everybody's backyard is ignored as useless.
The 25th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Shri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha. Baba relieves Nivarana, Sarva, all, Bhaya, fears. If we put our faith in Him, He saves us from fear. Baba saves us from our own foolishness and perversity. For example, when a Bhakta attempted to shoot himself, he manifested before him as his old college mate and turned his mind away from the thought of death. He also removed the revolver from that house so that the indiscreet plan might fail. Baba saves us from disease and dishonor, from doubt and despair. When Charles Penn saw petrol splashing on the windshield of his plane high up in the Californian sky, he writes, quote, "I had no fear, for I saw Baba by my side," unquote. He gives his darshan to devotees at the operation table to remove fear. At the moment of death, he vouchsafes his darshan to ease the passage and sees their rounds of birth and death. Fear cannot exist where faith in Baba dwells, for He is the unfailing source of courage and conviction. Baba stops raging fire miles away by His mere will. A thick bamboo cluster on fire in Tejpur, Assam, put a few huts in fear of destruction. When the lady of the house cried out in agony, "Satya Sai Baba," the fire slowed down and went out in 5 seconds. Not even a few fire engines could have put it down so quick, says the army officer who witnessed it. Swami can quieten the hungry flames of hatred too. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 25th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Namam 25. Om Shri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who removes all fears. Swami always reminds us about the higher goal of life. If we wish to receive His grace, we need to earn it. If you lead your life in a disciplined manner, doing selfless service, you will earn my grace, says Baba. There was a farmer named Bhimaya. He had a dispute with his brother over their property, due to which he left his native village and came to Puttaparthi. He spent a few days depending on help from devotees to meet his daily needs. Swami called him one day and advised him thus, "If only you had showed a little patience while dealing with your brother, you could be living in your native place, in your own home, happily and peacefully. How appropriate is it to live here, depending on others for your personal needs? It's not too late yet. Go back to your village and mend your differences with your brother." This was a bolt to Bhimaya, who came to Puttaparthi as his last resort. He felt that Swami did not like him to be in Puttaparthi. He thought he had nowhere else to go, and he cannot continue to live in Parthi when Swami does not approve of it. So, in a desperate moment, he decided to end his life and started walking on the rail track facing a speeding train. But how can any harm come to those who have Swami's grace? Isn't it foolish to think of ending one's life when your creator and the very giver of your life is protecting you? Suddenly, out of nowhere, Swami appeared on the track and pulled Bhimaya away from the speeding train. At the same time, in the interview room in Prashanti Nilayam, Swami made a gesture as if he is pulling someone aside and went into a trance. After a while, Bhagwan came out of his trance and was visibly annoyed with Bhimaya for his foolish act. Swami calmed down within a few minutes and explained everything that took place. Time passed and Bhimaya came to Puttaparthi, where he narrated his story of how Swami saved him from committing suicide to the fellow devotees with tears flowing down his face, filled with gratitude for Swami and the grace that he had showered. Swami has given us all his divine reassurance through this incident. Swami protects you like an eyelid protects the eye. Sai will never forget you or forgo you. Wherever you are, your Sai is with you.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 25th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarva Bhaya Nivarine Namaha. The 26th name is
Om Sri Sai Apastamba Sutraya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Apastamba Sutraya Namaha. People belonging to the certain castes in India have Gotra and Sutra. They trace their spiritual ancestry to a sage. Baba has declared that he is Shiva Shakti, which condescended to bless the spiritual lineage of sage Bharadwaja. Baba has also declared that he has condescended to bless the sage Apastamba, who wrote a sutra, school of interpretation of rituals and dharmic practices. In his 14th year, Baba declared, quote, "I am Sai Baba of Shirdi, of Bharadwaja Gotra and Apastamba Sutra." Unquote. Apastamba, according to the Brahma Purana, underwent ascetic practices for many years and at last realized his life's ambition, visualizing Shiva and receiving his blessings. Sai Baba at Shirdi used to say that he was a Brahmin of the Bharadwaja Gotra and of the Apastamba school of Vedic rituals. So, this declaration by Baba in his 14th year is further proof of the identity of the two Sais. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 26th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apastamba Sutraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Apastambha Sutraya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who was born in the line of Brahmarshi Apastamba. The stick angrily raised by Peddavenkapa Raju slipped from his hands. Yes, it happened exactly this way. His son, Satyanarayana, had started performing miracles, and as the crowds around him began to swell, an angry Peddavenkapa Raju found his way from the crowds and marched towards Satyanarayana. He raised his club and demanded, "Tell me, who are you?" Satyanarayana was perfectly serene. In a calm tone, he replied, "I am Sai Baba. My gotra is Bharadwaj and lineage is Apastamba." Apastamba Rishi wrote the sutra, which is a volume that defines all the religious rites and rituals. After doing penance for many years, he was finally blessed with the darshan of Lord Shiva. It was according to Shiva's boon that Shiva Shakti incarnated as Sri Satyasai in the Bharadwaja Gotra lineage and Apastamba Sutra line. In the past, many incarnations have taken birth in the family lineages of great sages. Sri Vishnu incarnated as Parashuram as a son of Jamadagni Rishi. When Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara will to incarnate as the triple incarnation, they chose Atri Rishi and Anasuya Mata as the parents and Guru Dattatreya was born. Out of them, Brahma later became the moon, Maheshwara took the form of sage Durvasa and Sri Vishnu continued to stay as Lord Dattatreya in the ashram of Atri Rishi to pursue knowledge. The purpose of this triple incarnation was to spread knowledge and bring about spiritual upliftment in the world through the path of devotion. The present Sri Satyasai avatar has incarnated to re-establish truth, righteousness, peace, love and non-violence in the world and through them lead mankind to attain the four purusharthas, dharma, righteousness, artha, earn wealth by righteous means, kama, have the right desires, and moksha, liberation.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 26th name of the Lord in Sri Satyasai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Apastamba Sutraya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satyasai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satyasai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.